And the reading for this morning, which is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, beginning to read at verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to Christ. Robin.
Well, thank you. And good morning, everyone. It's great to see you all. I've never been to this church before. I have driven past it. But what a lovely experience for me this morning. I have to say, I'm a bit of a grumpy old so-and-so, really. So I have been thinking, as I come from Bradford, why do they have such early services at St. Andrew's Starbeck? So I'm driving along with my normal sort of, you know, Holy Spirit grumpiness about me. And then I walk in here and it's a gorgeous, wonderful church and lovely worship, and everybody's been really friendly and smiling and welcoming to me. So it's great to be with you all. And to say a little bit about this amazing story where Jesus says to the disciples, because they've been with him for a while and they're sort of playing a bit of catch up, "Who do people think I am? What are they saying?" And then, and what about you lot? And I don't know if Peter had been brewing on this for quite a while, or maybe this was the moment when the last piece fell into the jigsaw. Yeah, you are the Christ. You are the one. You are the one that we've been... And he sees it. You're not just a great prophet. You're far more than that. You are the one. And Jesus is so moved by the fact that they've got him for who he is, that he's saying, "Right, Peter, your name means rock. Your name means great big block of Yorkshire stone. Let's do some building together." I remember when I first discovered this passage. It was when I was at theological college. I was a pretty useless ordinand. Everybody in the college knew the Bible loads more than I did. So I would regularly come down to breakfast and say, "Oh, you know, I found this story in the Bible." And as everybody would look at me as if to say, "We've all read that story 10 times already. What do you mean you found it?" And this was one of my little disclosure moments. I had to do an essay on this particular passage. There's a story of Jesus and the disciples at Caesarea Philippi. And as always, I was always late for stuff last minute. And I remember, must have been about 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, something like that. I'd just got in from the pub and I sat down to work on this essay. And I'd not just got in from the pub. I was being really disciplined. I'd got in about 11 o'clock, something like that. And I was working on it, and I'm there in the early hours, and I read that little sentence. "You are Peter, and on you I will build my church." And I was training for the... You know, I was a young bloke from Bradford, absolutely green behind the ears, knew nothing. I was about 20 years old. And I felt Jesus speaking to me, saying, This is the high point of the whole day. This is a great moment for children to wander in, and everybody's and I really felt Jesus say, I felt Jesus say, the passage was, "You are Peter, on you I will." I felt Jesus say, "And you are Robin. And I've no idea what I'll do with you when you're ordained." No, he didn't. I felt him say, "And you are Robin, and on you I will build my church." I didn't know much about the church at that stage. All I knew was the church I'd come from. I'd come from a little inner city church in Bradford. It was an incredible church, wonderful vicar. But it was like a lot of churches at that time, really finding life difficult. But I felt him say, "On you I will build." And he didn't say, I think I misheard him at first. I think part of me felt him say, because I'm a bit of an egomaniac, "Robin, you're going to build a great church." I don't actually think he said that. I think he did say, "You are Robin, and on you I will build my church." And that has stayed with me as like a creative, foundational wake-up moment. I thought I was just going to be an ordinary vicar. I thought vicars, like, they ran the local branch of the Church of England. You know what I mean? Like, there's the co-op, and the co-op man one side of the street, and the CE on the other side, and I thought that was going to do... No, you're going to build and grow a church. And that happened years ago, and I'm still doing it, still excited, still thrilled. I've always loved building things, but children do, don't they? Have you ever seen a child sit at the kitchen table in front of a great big box of Lego and say, "Mummy and Daddy, could I borrow a Bible to read?" No, I haven't. They just can't get their hands into it fast enough and making strange things. I think it's in us. And that was, for me, like a God Lego moment. Except what I had to realise was that you don't build churches out of Lego. You don't even build them out of these fantastic... This is an amazing church, isn't it? Bit on the small side. But apart from that, it's great. I can see you feel a bit pinched. But it is. But I had to learn, actually, building a church, Robin, we're not going to build it out of blocks of stone. We're going to build it out of people. And I'm still working at it, because as well as being the bishop's advisor, by the way, you might like to pray for me, because we have no fewer than 6 bishops. I don't know why they call me the advisor. They never take my advice. They do, actually. That was a slight joke, right? Don't wait for a confirmation to tell the Bishop of Ripon, "Ooh, your advisor will be unhappy, isn't he?" What I had to learn was that you build a church with people. And as well as being the bishop's advisor, I'm also a vicar in Bradford. I'm not there very often. We have another vicar there now. And I'm still desperately trying to build his church out of people. I thought I could perhaps just tell you about one or two of them, and you might see these sort of people in your church. You know, we have this amazing woman, Danielle. Danielle came along about 2 years ago. And if you knew Bradford, you would know she's absolutely the sort of woman who's not going to stick. She's coming for her baptism. She's like a local working class woman. Just the sort of people that do not stay in our great, you know, middle class monolith called the Church of England. But actually, she's still there. Not only that, she's...
She talks to me about how God's moving her, she's growing, and Danielle has brought Emma, and Danielle and Emma, Emma's the sister, have now brought Claire, who's the sister-in-law. I think, wow, we are growing a church. I'm also excited about Luke and Victoria. They came along some time ago. And you'll see this every now and again. Someone's new to church, and they're new to God, and they just get it in 5 minutes. Wow! And he was at everything. In fact, because he was a driving instructor, so he had sort of a lot of time off. And he came started coming to Wednesday morning communion as well. You know what I mean? Which basically, it's not the most attractive invitational event. Anyway, he's so keen. And then they backed off a bit. And they're sort of on the edge. But they're coming again. Doing a lot of prayer and visiting. And my wife's involved with them. And they're sort of drawing back in again. Do you know, building with people is a lot harder than building with Lego. Have you noticed how in a Lego pack, every single piece is perfect? They just click in. Not only that, I've noticed this with Lego, every brick does as it's told. Can I have a word, Vicar? You never get that with a Lego box, right? About the Christmas service, nobody's ever, open a Lego. They all just say, tell me what to do, click me in, I'm reliable. Often when we talk about sort of growing a church, building a church, people always have younger type people in mind. So can I just tell you about my third person? I don't really know her properly yet, but I'm so excited. There's a young woman in our church called Ruth who's just started coming to church. But she's I've known her for a long time, she's just a Christian. She's not been converted, she just moved to the area, started coming to our church. But then, on Wednesday morning, midweek communion, which is actually quite a growing thing for us as a church, we work at it really hard on the basis that there's loads of people that aren't at work on a Wednesday morning. In fact, this is Bradford, so we could do it Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday. Loads of people that have, retired and one thing. Anyway. So Ruth, on Wednesday, brought Laura, who, I've not really got to know Laura yet, but she seemed incredibly frail. She seemed like a tiny little delicate twig, and one sting and it would snap. And I had a little chat with her afterwards. She'd absolutely loved it. People had made her feel welcome. She'd stayed on for coffee and cakes afterwards. And she'd absolutely loved it. And I just thought, wow. I know that if Laura becomes another building brick, she's not going to be getting up on a Sunday morning and leading the worship or taking all the young people off to sit in their own super cool lounge. I like to get down with the kids from time to time myself. And I suspect she'll remain as a very delicate elderly. And yet, I think she might be our next Lego brick. I'm so excited by it. I put something somewhere. Here we go. Yeah. This is a little thing. It sounds all a bit like we've got to build up the Church of England, doesn't it? Well, believe you me, we do. Somebody's got to. But it's not really that. Actually, because the Jesus Church, on you I will build my church, Peter. On you I will build my church, Robin Gamble. People of Starbeck, on you I will build my church. And it's all about, it's not about, a corporate, more members in the Church of England. It is about people finding Jesus. And I noticed something. A few weeks ago, we were taking down our Christmas decorations. You haven't quite got round to it here, but never mind. And I've not even noticed this. We have a big children's board in the lounge. And our kids, I don't know about your kids, our kids are always doing Frozen. We never get beyond, you know, the film Frozen, and oh, dear me. Anyway, so they did a Frozen Christmas board. So they would just take, so I snatched this before it went in the bin, because I love it. And, right, it's not a picture of Jesus in the manger. This is Bradford, right? It's a snowman. But it says, and actually, it's like an advent calendar. It took me a long time to discover this all around the edge. But it says, Jesus melts my heart. And coming to church this morning, it's really interesting when you're out and about on a Sunday morning, because you see what everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? So I came through Harrogate, and of course it's a super healthy place, isn't it? You know, all these, you know, middle-aged, slightly going to the seed people out on the bicycles. Morning Archdeacon, don't bother with church. And, sorry? At least what? The runners! Oh! Thought it was the Harrogate Marathon. And you see people, you know, I saw this chap, all his newspapers under his arms, he's going home for a mocha to lazily read all his newspapers, he's obviously relaxing a hard week at work. Dog walkers, wow. You have posh dogs in Harrogate, don't they? They're all so small. Where I live, everybody has hunter dogs, not little French things that crawl along the ground. Anyway, and actually, I thought, why aren't you doing Jesus? Because he will melt your heart. And I was sitting down there a few minutes ago, here in St. Andrew's Church, thinking about what would it be like to build, grow this wonderful... And I mean, and it's already building and growing. I realise that because I look at all the stuff that's going on at every church in the diocese, and that's why it's lovely to be here. And I was suddenly reminded of the first builder and grower. And you've got him right at the top of your window. Of course you have. Because you are St. Andrew's Church. We've been thinking, Jesus saying to Peter, Peter, you're the man, you're the rock, build my church, get out there, foundation, change the world. What about Peter? It all started actually with top of the window, in the middle, St. Andrew. That's his cross up there. It's nothing to do with Scotland rugby team, by the way, and thistles. It's all to do with Andrew was the first person who ever brought anybody to Jesus. You can read all about it in the beginning of John's Gospel. It was Andrew who said to his big, rock-like, natural leader of a brother, Peter, I've found this person called Jesus. He's amazing. He's amazing. He has melted my heart. Everything's different. He's said things. I've seen things in his eyes. He's just so full of truth. And why don't you come and meet him as well? That's how we build churches. Lord God, I thank you for this wonderful St. Andrew's Church, which is building a church. May you strengthen the people here, your people, to see even more building and growth in their very midst. Amen.